Hello, everyone. It's Nicole. Welcome back to K-Pop in Real Life podcast episode 74. Oh, my goodness. We're almost at 80. That's crazy. Hope everyone had a good weekend. I swear, as I have gotten older, weekends just fly by. I'm like, oh, it's Friday, and then I have 2 days of relaxing. And oh, I had a busy weekend, so I'm going to talk to you about it. And so this weekend, I launched 2 brand new shirts in my NRE apparel shop. I forgot to tell you guys about this last week, so sorry. If my Shopify would load, here we go. So I have the Pathological People Pleaser. It is a olive green shirt. I bought Bella Canvas, which is a really soft shirt. If you know Pathological People Pleasers, then you know. It's the bridge of You're Losing Me by Taylor Swift. I love it so much. I have a small through extra large. My 2X got sold last night. Somebody purchased it. And then if you're a small business owner, it is a whimsical small business owner in pink ink. It is on a dark heather gray shirt. I have a small through 2X, so go buy it, purchase it, look at it. NRE Apparel at Shopify, you know where it's at. If you want, you don't have to. I'm not pressuring anyone into buying anything. I'm just talking about my products on the podcast. Because I can. This is my podcast. Also, I just got done watching last Wednesday and Friday's video of the triplets. I was so behind on the content. Last podcast, I was talking about how they reached 6 million subscribers, which is insane. Wow. And how I got a signed postcard from the 6 million merch drop. And I just found a frame for it at Walmart. It's a little white frame. So if you're looking to frame your postcard, it's a 5x7. And I have it on top of my desk. And it just makes me so happy that I have their signature. Like, it makes me emotional. And I just want to say, I am not trying to brag in any way, shape, or form when I talk about how I met the triplets. I never want to come off as bragging because I feel like a lot of people tell me, like, Nicole, why do you keep talking about this? Because I've said this millions of times on this podcast. When I got tickets to the Versus tour, I was completely terrified and scared because I didn't know how people were going to treat me. I thought people were going to come up to me and tell me they hated me. You know, I got PTSD because in high school, people literally came up to me and told me they hated me. And it sucked. But I had a great time. And every time I look at my meet and greet pictures, I'm grateful. Like, very grateful that I can watch these three, you know, brothers make videos and make people laugh. And it has been a really stressful couple of days. Being a grown-up, you know, is not all it's cracked up to be. For those of you that are young, when I say young, I mean under the age of 20, please enjoy your youth. Enjoy it, because when you get to be my age, the responsibility just piles on. So, for those of you that don't know, overdraft is basically when you run out of money, and it's an overdraft, like, protection for, here's a certain amount of money you have, but you have to pay it back, or you get charged interest. So, my checking account has gotten dangerously low, like, so low. And as an adult, I have a car payment that comes out every month. And I'm not going to be able to make it this month. Hopefully. I hope my tax return comes through. That's my only hope, is my tax return. So, I have been really stressed. And I've cried myself to sleep for the past 2 nights because of it. So yeah, there's that. Being a grown-up is not sunshine, unicorns, and rainbows. It's a lot. And being anxious and crying yourself to sleep for the past 2 nights because you're worried that you're not going to make your bills, it's hard. It's tough. You know, it really is tough. So anyway, I am going to restock the In My Chiefs era crew neck. For those of you that didn't get a chance to buy it the first time. And I want to say that getting bigger sizes is expensive. It's more money if I get a 4X and a 5X. And eventually I will be getting bigger sizes, but I just get the sizes that I can. And I know a lot of you are like, Nicole, I wish you had plus sizes. Bitch, I'm doing my damn best over here to carry any sizes. Like, the most I carry is up to 3X. But for the In My Chiefs era restock, which I don't know when it's going to happen because I don't have enough money to buy all the crew necks. And no, I'm not saying this for sympathy. I don't want any sympathy. I don't want people to feel bad for me. I'm not trying to make anyone feel bad. I'm just telling you how I feel because this is my podcast and I'm allowed to say whatever I want to say. So, in reality, it will be coming back eventually. Just give me a few months. It'll get there. We'll put it back on the site. I do have one left. It is a small, so if you want it, sell it out and I will bring it back. I was going to bring it back regardless, so it doesn't matter. I love when I get an order because it just makes me so happy. I'm trying, like, my order goal by the end of the year, and you guys are going to think I'm a crazy person, I want at least 100 orders this year for 2024. I want a goal of 100 orders. 100 people. That would make me so happy. Like, I think I would pass away. 100 orders, bro. I want somebody to order, not to order, Jesus Christ, I can't even speak. By the end of 2024, I want to have 100 orders on my Shopify counter. That's a goal. I just want to say that I'm going to get sappy for a second because I'm feeling sappy. I just got done watching the Triplets' Friday video from Friday, this past Friday, March 1st. And they were, like, getting sentimental about how it's crazy how they have 6 million people that watch them. And 6 million people that care about their lives. I do care about their lives because I look at them like they're my own brothers, you know? And I take a lot of comfort in the Triplets. I do, because whenever I'm having, like, a really stressful day or I've had a bad day, I watch their videos and they make me laugh. Like, that's how it was from the beginning when I found them in 2022. I was in college trying to, you know, get my life together. And the Triplets were there for me when no one else was there for me. You know, I treat them with respect. Also, for those of you that were complaining about the intro, what the heck? Seriously? Because of you, we don't get an intro now. Their new intro was so cute, okay? With the blue theme was adorable. I loved it. I miss the Miss Me intro, but I get it. We all grow up. We all grow out of things. It's fine. But I don't know. I kind of like the no intro because it gets right to the video and it's more time for the video, you know? It's kind of nice without the intro. I'm going to miss all the intros. But y'all, not all the fans, if you are one of those bitches that were complaining about the intros, just be quiet. And thank you so much for ruining no intros for us. Like, you're such an idiot. Like, are you serious? Y'all are so ungrateful. You complain about everything. You don't think they see that stuff? You don't think they sit on their phone on TikTok and Instagram and see all your comments? Oh, I don't like the new intro. It's disgusting. It's terrible.
Really? Keep your mouth shut. Keep your lips sealed. Nobody wants to hear your opinion. Unless they ask for your opinion. I truly liked it. It was growing on me. Whatever. My opinion doesn't matter. I'm just truly grateful for the triplets. I am. Because they help me through things. Messages that I need to hear. And I just really love and appreciate them so much. It was an incredible honor to meet them. I wish I could have said more to them. My phone died when I met them. When I stepped on that red carpet, my phone was dead. So I could not film the meet and greet like most people were allowed to. So I have to remember it for my memories, which I don't know if this happened to anyone else that met the triplets, but I blacked out. I remember like bits and pieces of it, but that's really about it.
I don't remember much, which is terrible. I think in my brain, I couldn't believe that I was there. And I thought that I was in a dream. I was like, this is not real. I'm not standing in front of Chris, Nick, and Matt. How the heck did I get here? Well, I worked really hard for those tickets, and I deserved to go to the tour as much as anyone else did. And I just had an amazing time, and getting to stand there and look at them in the eye, it's insane to me how I made that happen. It was crazy. Like, all of the real Sterniola friends that I made were so encouraging. They were like, just go, girl. Have a great time. And I did. Anyway. Taylor Allison Swift has released another variant from the Tortured Poets Department. This woman decided to wake up and choose violence today. She has four variants out. She has the Bolter, the Albatross, Black Dog, and oh crap, I cannot remember the fourth one.
Hold on a second. My memory. I retweeted it on Twitter. 1 second. Here we go. Hold on. 1 second. I'm so sorry. Oh, the Manuscript, the Bolter, the Albatross, and the Black Dog are the four variants. So tell me which album cover is your favorite. So Old Habits Dies Screaming, foul named the Black Dog. What do we think about this?
I don't know. I think she's coming for Mr. Alwyn's neck. Because he did something. I don't know what he did. But Mr. London Boy is in trouble. There are rumors that he cheated. But I don't know if those rumors are true. I really don't know. That's not for me to judge. Also, if you are looking for a new phone case and anything with tech accessories, you need to go to StardustByAllie.com because she just released her MagSafe collection. She has MagSafe phone cases, MagSafe power banks, and MagSafe phone rings and adhesive rings. This girl is killing it. And power banks that are also MagSafe.
You need to go look at this collection because it's adorable. When I tell you that I bought a MagSafe case and a MagSafe ring so fast, I bought the painted one. So if you go on her website, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's so pretty. I'm so excited. Oh my God, I have been ordering from Allie probably since last year, maybe. Maybe the year before. I don't know, but her phone cases are so cute. Very excited for this MagSafe phone case. She does an amazing job with her cases, and I love the support she gets from her mom and dad. It's adorable. I aspire to be just like her one day. Her business has grown over the past couple of years,
and I'm very proud of her.
Anyway, what else was I going to say? I don't remember. Told you guys about my new t-shirt drop, the Pathological People Pleaser and the Whimsical Small Business Owner. So go on my website, NREApparel, Shopify.com. Check it out. You don't have to, but you can. And if you place an order tonight, it will ship tomorrow. Or if you place an order tomorrow, it will ship tomorrow. I just want y'all to understand that I pack your orders lickety-split. I pack them so fast. As soon as you place the order, I'm literally running to my office to go pack the order because I want to see what you got. And you guys really are killing it. You order some really cute stuff. Like the people that ordered the In My Chiefs era crew necks, I was so happy to send those out. You guys cleared me out. Thank you so much for that. Except for the size small that I still have. Still have that. So if you are a small and you're a Chiefs fan, I got you. What was I going to say? Also, the people that are hating on Matt Sterniolo for liking the rom-com 10 Things I Hate About You, go get a life. Go touch some grass. Like, are you serious? Leave the man alone. If he wants to watch rom-coms, just shut up. I'm so tired of people being like, oh, Matt Sterniolo likes rom-coms. There's something wrong with him. Like, no. Go take a walk. Go read a book. Like, go find something better to do with your life, please. You know, I'm also really, really tired of people hating on me because I like Taylor Swift. Like, do you not have anything better to do? Sharon? Becky's of the world? Like, you have nothing better to do than to sit on the freaking internet. Oh, I love hating on Taylor. I love when her fans come for me. Are you serious? No. I'm sorry, but the Taylor hate needs to stop. Taylor Swift is a genuine human. She is a fabulous songwriter. She will write. Like, come on. Can we talk about the 10-minute version of All Too Well? I'm sorry. All's Well That Ends Well. Like, ma'am, poetry. The tortured poets department is going to slay. It will slay. I know it will because it's going to break my heart. I know it will. She's going to hurt my feelings. Like, Out of the Woods. Remember when you hit the brakes too soon? 20 stitches in the hospital room. You started crying. Baby, I did too. When the sun came up, I was looking at you like, excuse me? Do you not see the visual picture that Taylor Swift is painting? Are you serious? Like, come on. The girl is a storyteller. Why do you think she's gone so famous all these years? Because she is the artist. The only artist that has understood me. And the only one that ever made me feel seen growing up. Because I told y'all, I was bullied in school. It was hard out here. And when people hate on Taylor, I take it personal. Because I consider her to be like my friend. I've never met her before. Never in my life have I ever met Taylor. I would love to one day. Just to prove all these haters wrong. That would be wonderful. And to thank her for releasing the album Lover. Because when my dad passed away in August of 2019, Taylor Swift gifted me the album Lover. And it made me feel better. It made me not think about my dad and losing my dad so suddenly. I just, like, she's always there for people. She's always been there for me when nobody else has been there for me. Kind of like the triplets have been there for me. I love these people. I don't worship these people. I don't have a shrine to these people. But these people are my comfort people. Sam and Colby are my comfort people. The triplets. Taylor Swift. Like, all these people that I talk about on this podcast, and even BTS, they are my comfort people. These people are the reason I wake up every day and the reason I'm breathing. I am grateful for all these people. Because these people have brought me amazing friendships in my life. Taylor Swift has brought so many friends in my life. BTS brought me my best friend in the whole world. Okay, I can't hear this hate anymore. So if you don't have anything nice to say, go touch some grass. Like, go away, please. Anyway, don't hate on people online because you don't know what kind of day they're going through. Like, you don't know what's happening to them. Mental health is important, so please watch what you say online. Anyway, thank you all so much for listening to episode 74. It makes me so happy that you guys listen to this. Share your favorite episode with your friends. Also, rate this podcast on Spotify and rate it on Apple Podcasts. Also, the creepy guy that I talked about in two episodes finally left me alone. Thank you, God. Literally.
He doesn't talk to me.
And it's great. Life is great. It's wonderful because I don't need creepy men talking to me. If you are 22 years older than me, you need to stay away from me because this is not okay. No.
Anyway, I love you all. Thank you so much for listening to me ramble on about random things in this podcast. It's all over the place. And this podcast is not scripted. I just say things off the top of my head. Anyway,
go check out my clothing, my website, for the Pathological People Pleaser. That would be wonderful if you, like I said, I ship things super fast. Look, I'm amazing with how fast my shipping is. It's wonderful. Okay, I'm going to stop promoting myself. Sorry. Anyway, thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you all next week. Bye. Love you.